A frequent criticism of the media coverage of the presidential campaign is that there is too much focus on the horse race story and too little on the issues. Some say that could explain why many, especially younger people, tune out politics. However, Boston University's College of Communication is trying to reach these potential voters. It's developed a smartphone app that seeks to encourage more political involvement. WBUR political reporter Anthony Brooks has the story.
Research bears out the challenge. The younger you are, the less interested in political news you are. Consider these figures from the Pew Research Center. 45% of baby boomers say politics is among the three issues they care about most. Only a third of Gen Xers feel that way, and even fewer millennials do. From a list of 9 topics, just a quarter of millennials put politics and government among their top 3 issues. And given the state of the current political debate, who can blame them?
Hillary Clinton was the worst Secretary of State in the history of the United States.
Donald Trump has built his campaign on prejudice and paranoia.
Hillary Clinton is a bigot.
Donald Trump's ideas aren't just different. They are dangerously incoherent.
Attacks and counterattacks, an obsession with polls and process, all of which discourage younger voters from engaging.
We're watching an election cycle where we're literally judging who's the best entertainer, and we've forgotten that at the end of the day, someone has to govern, and if we have to govern, we have to know how we're going to solve problems.
This is Tom Cosgrove, a longtime Boston-based political consultant and organizer. He's the developer of a new smartphone app called Involve, which has the motto, democracy is not a spectator sport.
This is an intersection of civics and journalism to get people to be involved, to take a look, and to play a role in it.
Hillary Clinton is responding to the problem of mass shootings by pushing for what she calls common sense gun restrictions.
I know that we have a majority of Americans and...
The app offers sober and unbiased reports like this one, delivered by veteran Boston newsman R.D. Saul, on a variety of issues, from guns to ISIS to global warming to student debt. There are also longer write-ups and expert interviews on the various campaign issues. Tom Fiedler is the dean of BU's College of Communication, which produces the material and curates the app.
It's a site where anyone can go. We really are hoping that it'll be attractive to young people in particular, and find rigorously gathered and conveniently presented position information about the presidential campaign.
True to its name and mission, Involved also encourages users to get involved by voting on various policy proposals and submitting their own directly to the candidates through social media. Again, Tom Fiedler.
This is particularly important to this generation of young people. They don't want to be on just the receiving side of information that comes to them on high. They want to be able to engage with information and share it. This is what they have grown up with.
Oh, I think it's actually a great idea because me personally, I'm not a huge politics person.
This is Sanaz Tahernia, a journalism grad student at BU. She's one of the student reporters with Involved, which she says is a great way to engage people like her, millennials who might be turned off by politics.
It kind of brings it down to a more understandable, like, layperson's level of political understanding. The interactive element really draws people in, and I think actually it will pique the interest within a lot of people, especially millennials.
Reaching millennials this way makes sense because, not surprisingly, a plurality of them get their news from their smartphones. So do lots of other people. In fact, Johanna Dunaway, an associate professor of communication at Texas A&M University, says in the near future, more than 70% of all online activity will take place on mobile devices like smartphones and tablets. And this concerns her. Dunaway says research suggests that smaller screens and slower wireless connection speeds mean people spend less time engaged with material than they do on a laptop, for example. In other words, smartphones may be a good route to reach millennials, but it might not be encouraging them to go as deeply into the subject matter as they could.
In an already low political knowledge and low civically engaged society, such as here in the U.S., what does it mean if people might be even less likely to seek out and pay attention to news content carefully because we're all on these mobile devices?
That concern may be valid, but R.D. Saul, the veteran Boston newsman who teaches journalism at BU, says involved is an effort to reach younger voters where they live.
They don't watch traditional television newscasts. They don't listen to traditional radio newscasts. They live on their handheld devices, and this is an app that enables them to do that.
Involved has just been launched, so there's no way to measure its popularity or effectiveness yet. But its designers hope that it will provide a new way to engage young voters in substance and solutions rather than sound bites. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.